Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Jane Duker hanging out on a Friday afternoon. Sue Thomas is off today. We'll have Nick Schroer after the top of the hour kind of weigh in on how they wrapped up the first week of the special session. Although, Jane, you said it's an extraordinary session. That's the official title?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the technical
title. Have you watched any of the John Wick movies?
Yes. I love anything Keanu.
I've only watched the first one, but there's another one.
They're great.
You don't choose to be a killer. You are chosen.
No, I chose this.
Consequences.
Risen from the ashes again and again.
I think there's a lot of shooting and death, right? That's the
they killed his dog.
I know. I saw the first one. That's the only one I saw.
You just don't do that.
Paul Hall is here from Common Guy Films to wrap up this week in entertainment. Give us some recommendations both at the theater and away from the theater, streaming, and we can talk about some of our favorites right now. Hi, Paul. How are you this afternoon?
You know, I'm good. And just like you said, that new puppy smell, it just didn't sit well with John Wick in the beginning. And this is not really a John Wick movie. It's from that universe. So if you've seen John Wick films, you know about the Continental and everybody that does the dirty work out there in society. So it's kind of from that universe with a new character, kind of meant to carry on without all of Keanu. She goes by Ballerina or Eve in the course of the movie. That is Ana de Armas, love to see her kick butt.
Yes.
And she kicks butt.
I just love to see her, period. Kicking butt or not, I love to see her.
That's how I feel about Keanu.
Okay, there you go.
She's encouraged in this film to fight like a girl. And before you get offended out there, I know, Mark, you would get offended at this, but before you get offended, fight like a girl means just that. There is a point in this movie where the discussion goes on that the guy is always going to be a little bit bigger. He's going to have a little bit more strength and that type of thing. But as someone who's got a disadvantage, you need to even the score. Now, whatever it takes, you fight like a girl, you use your brains, you find a way to make your side much more intelligent and can take anyone down. It's really kind of motivational when you think about it. And that just leads into a lot of killing. Lots and lots of people die.
Body count is
pretty high here. Maybe I'll go back again and no, I won't. But maybe I'll go back again and count all the actual bodies that end up on the screen. If you like a lot of action, this is nonstop action for the better part of 2 hours. And yes, of course, if you stick with it, it probably might just kind of sort of set up for continuing the universe with Ana de Armas.
Of course, a Ballerina 2 has probably already been greenlit, right?
I would guess.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like it would have to be. It's not a bad movie by any means, but just like, you know, the Wick movies, there aren't a lot of dialogue scenes. This is all about the action. It's all about the kind of gunplay, the fights. It's not about dialogue. There's more than Keanu ever uttered in the film. And yes, he is in the film, as you see on the poster art and whatnot. But
well, one of the reasons they do that, you know, the studios like movies like this with a lot of action because they play well overseas as well. You know, the international box office is really good because there's not a lot of dialogue and you just have good action, or maybe not good action, but that is one of the inspirations for, you know, green lighting a movie like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a movie, you know, when you talked about drive-in day to day, this is a movie you would see at the drive-in maybe a couple weeks from now. I know Ethan was looking to go see Lilo and Stitch in the near future. The drive-ins that are still in the St. Louis general area do have Lilo and Stitch out there, Ethan. Maybe check out a drive-in for the first time and Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can't remember if you've seen it. So I bought tickets for Becky and Alexa and I for a showing at Ronnie's around 4 o'clock tomorrow. I love the first one. I'm a little leery about this because even with How to Train Your Dragon, I don't know why you have to redo it. They're both very, very good movies, amongst my favorite animated films. I can't remember. Had you seen it or have you seen it by now?
I have not. Okay. I've been too busy watching people die on screen.
Yeah.
Well, I'll report back on Monday, but I do want to see it. And, you know, my daughter's excited about it, too. I wasn't sure because she's backed off a little bit. She's getting a little too old for, like, some of the kid movies, Jane, I think.
Yeah,
but she's interested.
You're getting close.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have tickets for tomorrow. So we'll see what happens on Monday. Anything else in the theaters this weekend?
Hey, I just want to mention, it's in the limited release. You got to go up to Chicago to see it or wait till next week in St. Louis, where we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about it next week. The Life of Chuck is coming into theaters, and this is something that I know has some St. Louis area connections. And I loved it, but I'm not going to I'll save that till next week.
Well, give me the bottom line. Just, you know, encapsulate the movie. What is it about?
It's a movie where it's told in reverse order about this mysterious character named Chuck, and they're celebrating 39 years of him. Starts in Act 3, goes back to Act 2, and back to Act 1, and you kind of see it all come together. Stephen King wrote the short story on this. I think it's open for lots of interpretation and lots of great conversations when the movie's done about what went on screen. I have a very different view than some of the critics who have been mixed on it. And I took it a very different way.
Right.
And I, from that standpoint, I loved it. So we'll talk about it for sure next.
Let me share a little story here. And Paul, I know you remember this movie. Jane, have you ever seen the movie Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler?
No, how could I not?
It's a great, great family movie from 2008. So back then in 2008 or 2009, I'm heading to L.A. for the Critics' Choice Awards. Paul is still a member of the Critics' Choice Association. Back then we called it the Broadcast Film Critics, right? So I'm on a plane from St. Louis to L.A., and I sit next to this little girl, and I swear she's probably my daughter's age, where my daughter is right now, and her mother. And I find out, because I'm saying, hey, I'm going out to this movie thing. Oh, and Marcy Basso says, oh, my daughter here, Annalise, is in that movie. And she's the little redhead girl at the end of the film, which really is a good movie, that kisses the little boy that is, you know, so charming in the film and plays a very big role. Well, Annalise is really, really successful now, and she's one of the stars of The Life of Chuck. She is planning on being with us next Friday afternoon from Hollywood. So very great St. Louis connection. And guess what? You know who her brother is, right?
Yes.
Gabe Basso.
Yes.
Gabriel Basso is her brother.
Night Watch or from, what's the name of it?
Yeah, what is the name of it,
the
Paul?
Night Watch.
Yeah.
So,
and he's been in a lot of movies
on.
As well. He was in Juror Number 2. He was the guy, you know, accused in Juror Number 2. He was the defendant. So Gabe's done real great. Annalise has really grown up now and done really great. So she's in that movie. Like you said, Paul, little St. Louis connection. We'll have her on next Friday. That's the plan.
Yeah, and she actually, we'll talk in details about it next Friday, but she steals the second act of this movie.
I've heard.
Tom Hiddleston, absolutely phenomenal, left a big smile on my face.
Good.
New on TV this week, Stick, a new series over on Apple TV Plus with Owen Wilson. Yes, a comedy series on Apple TV Plus with Owen Wilson for 10 episodes, I believe it is. They dropped 3 of them this past week, and you will get new ones all the way through July 23rd. It's kind of a cross between a Happy Gilmore and a Kevin Costner, Tin Cup type of thing. It's a type of weird group of people that go out on the road and try to get this young man qualified for the U.S. Amateur. I had a good time. The first couple episodes are a little slow, but as it gets into the season, this one gets better. So Apple TV Plus, you know I'm the stand for it. It seems like everything they put out has got something going on that I like.
I've been waiting for this one because I saw the trailer. You know, if you're watching, we mentioned earlier Your Friends and Neighbors that wrapped a week ago, and they always put the trailers or at least a little teaser trailer at the beginning of some of their shows because they like to promote them. And I watched the full trailer, and it did remind me a lot of, you know, the Costner movie Tin Cup, and I love golf. So that sounds promising to me.
Cute.
I think we're going to start it this weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For sure.
Yeah, and they're short episodes. These are 30-minute episodes.
Oh,
so you can definitely go through them. And the three episodes they dropped now, hour and a half, no different than any kind of movie. And I've got one more for you. HBO Max, or where it's going to be coming HBO Max again. Even though it's Max right now, it'll be HBO Max later this summer. They announced that recently.
So confusing.
Has got Implosion, the Titanic sub-disaster. Now, this is that that Ocean Gate sub that went down to the bottom, and basically we know dire consequences there.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Fascinating, and like that Fire Festival docs that came out a couple of years ago, we've got dueling ones. This one's on Max right now. You can check it out. Discovery is behind it, and next week Netflix drops theirs on the same topic. So you can watch them both. It's it's a fascinating hour-and-a-half watch. For those of you who are interested in kind of all this tech stuff.
That was the thing that just happened a couple years ago where people paid to be on the excursion and then and they didn't make it back, right?
$250,000 a piece on that excursion. And you can see from the course of this documentary all the warning signs that were there. They're getting close to wrapping up the federal investigation into this, and that's why these are hitting right now. So you get a little bit of that epilogue here. I think you'll get more in the Netflix one, and you'll get more before the end of the year. It's absolutely horrifying kind of that this was allowed to go on the way it did. And I just feel your heart breaks for the people that went down, even though, yeah, they paid a lot of money to do it, but you're not expecting what the result is here.
Hey, have either of you watched one of the other shows I'm kind of watching? In, it's good. I don't think it's in the excellent category. It's called Duster that's on Max with Josh Holloway. He was one of the guys from Lost. Have you checked that out, Paul?
I haven't gotten back to that yet. I've seen it pop up in my feed, and because I've been watching dead people in theaters on screen, you know.
Yeah, having that time. So it's Josh Holloway plays this guy named Jim Ellis, and the other lead character is Rachel Hilson, who plays this female, and this is set in the 1970s, a female African-American FBI agent who is, you know, plopped down on her first assignment in the 1970s Southwest. And it's J.J. Abrams is behind this a little bit, and I like it. I don't love it. I love Josh Holloway in this. I love some of the characters, and it's, I think, on its fourth episode, fourth or fifth. I watched it last night. So it's not one that I'm like dying to go back to. They release episodes every Thursday. But if you're looking for a drama that has a lot of comedy, there's a lot of violence in it as well. And if you remember Josh Holloway from Lost, you might like that one. And that one is on Max. Anything else, Paul, as we wrap up
here? Check out the last one I'll leave you with is check out Disney Plus. One of my favorite animated series from a couple years back when my daughter was growing up. Quite frankly, Phineas and Ferb, I love this comedy series that they have, the animated series. They're bringing it back for all new episodes. Disney Channel premiered them last night. Now they're over on Disney Plus. You know, we see them early on Disney Channel. One of the few benefits that you can get sometimes from having the linear channel over the streaming service.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
I will talk next Friday. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Paul.
Take care.
All right, we'll see if Cusumano coming up next. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball. The Dodgers are in town. That means Tommy Edman is back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.